My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. It's Roy Williams, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. Hoping you're having a wonderful day. Of course, this is today's health update. It's a great program, I believe, because it's one place you can turn to and know you're going to hear some common sense, some logic, and you're going to find out the truth. And the truth will set you free. A famous man once said that. As a matter of fact, he was the most famous man that probably ever lived, Jesus Christ. And I hope you read his word. I would challenge you to check us out on Monday schools. Every Monday, I teach the Word of God chapter by chapter, verse by verse on this radio show. And I do that because we all need to be grounded. What does that mean? We need to be connected directly to our founding father. Who is our founding father? God, the Father. He is the Father. And if you stay grounded in his word, let me tell you something, your life will improve. I promise you. If you don't believe me, listen to Monday School for about 6 or 8 weeks in a row, and you will start to have your eyes opened and the pieces of the puzzle will fit. You may be one of those people that's often said, there's got to be more to the word of God than I'm being taught. Well, there is. You got to find somebody that's willing to teach the Bible. I mean, the Bible, not man's opinions, not man's traditions, but the Word of God. And then you want to be sure and listen to this week's Freedom Friday. Boy, I've got one planned. It's going to knock your socks off. Going to get a lot of attention. And it's going to let you know why a lot of politicians and a lot of, professionals in the government, why they don't like me. And that's okay. I don't care much for them either, because most of them are a bunch of liars, cheats, and thieves. That's what they are. I will give you one quick example on there. You'll learn things like when I was growing up, we had lawyers. Back in the old days, it was lawyers. And if you look that word up in the legal system, it's lawgiver. That meant there was someone you could go to that had read, studied, and understood the law. And by doing that, guess what? They could give you good legal advice. Today, we've got attorneys. There's a difference. Look up attorney. An attorney is an actor to atone. In other words, an actor is a liar. Actors are liars. They're really good at it. That's why they're actors and get paid big money, because they can let you watch a show and it'll get you so into it emotionally that you may cry, you may laugh, you may be entertained, and they may get you back. That's their job. They're just really good liars. What's an attorney? An actor to atone. What does atone mean? That means to take from someone that didn't earn it and give it to somebody that did. You need to think about those kinds of things, and that's what Freedom Friday is all about. Well, with that said, I'm going to move right on into today's show, which is about a very common problem with human beings, all human beings. Now, the younger you are, the less of a problem it is for most people. There are exceptions to that rule, but the older we get, the more aches and pains we have. Pain is no fun. It is a way the body communicates with you. to let you know something's wrong. I mean, for instance, you ever step on a nail, it go right through the sole of your shoe and into your foot, you'll know really quick that you've done that, because your brain will get that message of pain, and it will let you know you have messed up, and that's not a pretty thing. Or if you ever sprain your ankle, break a leg, or get cut, I mean, it's instant. Your body knows. I mean, even a slight change in temperature, your body is so sensitive that if it gets hot enough or even cold enough, it will reflect as pain, and you will be trying to get somewhere more comfortable. You know what I mean. But let's go on into it a little deeper. You could be in pain for several reasons. Maybe you're stressed out, frustrated, which is not uncommon in today's political arena. Maybe you're having a lot of anxiety, or you know, your nerves are on edge all the time. I would suggest you try a product that we developed a few years back that's been a big success for help calm the central nervous system, called SureCalm. SureCalm or TrueCalm, it's just an incredible natural supplement that really quells down the central nervous system, calms it down, helps you focus and concentrate a little better so you can make better decisions. I've seen it stop anxiety. I've seen it help people through depression. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. But that's kind of pain that can be psychological, and I'm not going to talk about that a lot today, except to tell you that is available. The other thing I'm going to talk about, though, is physical pain. One of my most common physical pains, I'll be 69 next month, and at this age, I do have more pain than I used to from working out. You see, I'm one of these people that, I mean, I played basketball in high school, I played football in high school, I lettered for 3 years out of four in football, and it was tough back then. It was a rough sport, it still is. Just didn't have quite as good of equipment back then as we do now. But, you know, I did that. And then, of course, after I got out of high school, I took karate for 3 years and taught it for a year and really loved that. But, you know, back then I could work out real hard and I would get sore muscles and strains, but I would recover pretty quickly. I mean, when you work out real hard, you create lactic acid in the muscle of the body, and it's going to be tender for a day or two. Back then, it would be for 6 or 7 hours. You get a good night's sleep, the next day I was good again. Not no more. At the age I'm turning now, I play pickleball now a whole lot. My wife and I do sometimes 3 hours, 3 to 4 days a week at a time, three hours at a time. And the next day I'm sore, and even the next day after that I'm still sore. It takes longer for me to get over that soreness. However, with that said, if you work out real hard, if you're trying to stay in shape and you get sore and your joints get tender, let me recommend you start with the best all-natural anti-inflammatory pain relief product that we've ever developed. It is our number one selling product. It always has been. You hear me talk about it all the time. It's MSM plus C. The reason that product is so effective for the soreness and joint pain and things like that is twofold. One, it is anti-inflammatory, and it's also anti-acidic. In other words, it starts changing that lactic acid into a more alkaline state. And the faster you can create alkalinity in the muscle, the less pain you're going to have. So I have learned over the years, as thousands of other people I've talked to have learned, when I overdo, like let's say I do 3 or 4 hours of pickleball one day, and I know I'm going to be sore the next day, you know what I do that night before I go to bed, usually with my last meal, I'll take a whole heaping teaspoon of MSM plus C, and sometimes two. You can't take too much of it, but you can take too little. Dosing is important. Knowing how much to take is important, and everybody kind of has to figure their own out. A standard dose for everybody of MSM plus C powder, which is what I use, is a level teaspoon first meal and a level teaspoon last meal, or morning and evening. No, you don't have to take it with food. I recommend you do that, because if you attach it to a meal, you'll remember to take it. Nobody forgets to eat. The body tells them that. So anyway, take it with your first and last meal, or take it when you get up in the morning and take it. I take mine a lot of times with my last meal, but sometimes I take it right as I'm going to bed. I mean, it don't keep me awake. I've had other people tell me it does kind of keep them awake, so you got to take it a little earlier than I do. If you're doing the capsules, the standard dose is 3 capsules with your first meal, 3 with your last meal, or 3 morning and evening. You got to get 6 a day. This is the right dose for an average everyday person. But if you're an athlete, if you're a cross trainer, or you're working out a lot, or you play pickleball or tennis, or you're real active and working in the garden a lot and stressing your body and things like that, you can up that dose. Take more to get rid of that lactic acid as fast as you can out of that muscle. So that it won't be tender the next day. It'll be. And by the way, when I do that as I go to bed at night, I'll also do the same dose the next morning, just to be sure I'm giving my body what it needs to recover. I had a man that was in the military, and he was an older gentleman that had been in for years, and he marched. He was always out there training people, and he marched with them and ran with them, and he was telling me how sore he was getting. I put him on MSM Plus C, and he found out that 2 teaspoons in the morning, 2 in the evening, he says, I barely even notice it anymore because he's flushing that lactic acid out as fast as his body's creating it. So those are just some tips for you on that kind of pain. Let's go a little deeper, though. Let's say you've got some arthritis in your joints. Let's say you're getting some osteoarthritis. That's wear and tear arthritis, where you've used your knees, your ankles, your hips, and your maybe your shoulders, your elbows. Those joints in your body, you've used them so much that the cartilage starts to wear thin. It's really acute problem for people with osteoarthritis in the knees. The knees are, when you bend, squat down, and then stand back up, boy, that cartilage in there is getting a beating. It really is. And if you do that a lot, like I do in the garden when I'm planting things and pulling grass and doing things like that, I'm up and down. Them old joints, especially the knees and the hips, but especially the knees, are taking a beating. Well, wear and tear arthritis is where you're wearing the cartilage thinner and thinner, and then it starts to get bone on bone, and then you start setting up another form of inflammation, and that is inflammation that's just where you have overworked. It's a stress inflammation, I like to call it. It can happen in any joint of the body. It can even happen up and down the spinal column if you bend a lot and lift a lot and you don't know, you're not using your legs to lift with, you're using your back. Guess what? MSM Plus C is ideal to lubricate the joints. If you're going to work your joints that hard, even the vertebrae in your back, if you're going to work them that hard, you don't have much choice but to do what? And that is to lubricate the joints. So awesome product. MSM Plus C is great for that. Same situations you would sore muscles. It's okay to take more for 2 or 3 days. You can take it forever, however much you want, because it has the same toxicity levels. Water, you're not going to poison yourself. It don't interfere with any medication. But what you want to do is take enough of it to give you the relief you're looking for. And that's why I'm telling you, when I play pickleball and them joints start getting a little tender, I'm loading up on the MSM again. And you can take it 3 times a day if you'd rather, and there's nothing wrong with that either. Remember, all supplements, nutrition, basically stays in the human digestive system and into the bloodstream and be scattered throughout the body to be in useful use for the human body, only stays in there for about 12 hours. That's why it's important to take these supplements twice a day. If you've got enough of these supplements in your body twice a day, guess what? You're healing twice as fast. And that's what you got to do. When you tear something down, when you wear a muscle out, when you wear a cartilage thin, you got to keep it lubricated. You got to keep it, get rid of the inflammation. Now, with that said, let's say you've actually got back pain that's chronic. You've got knee pain that's chronic. I mean, your arthritis has done got to that point where you hurt all the time. Can't sleep at night. Your back aches, maybe your low back, or even for me, it gets sometimes right between my shoulder blades. And I think that's because of the way I play pickleball and my upper body, the way I'm using it. Well, I've learned sometimes I have to go the extra mile. What I've done is I've created so much inflammation in my body that I've got to take one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories known to man. I'm not kidding you. It's a great one. And that is a product called turmeric or curcumin, okay? I want you to understand there are some all-natural, powerful things like turmeric or curcumin that can make a huge difference in your life. Turmeric is such a powerful anti-inflammatory that I've had people check their CRP levels, that C-reactive protein, when they have blood work done at the doctor. They'll ask them for their CRP levels. Everybody should ask your doctor to give you your CRP levels when you have blood work done. They will not do it unless you ask them for it. But you want to see how much inflammation is in your body. If yours is above 5, you probably need to be getting it down some. And I've seen people with diabetes and cancer and heart disease be up above 20s, in the 20s and even the 30s. That's insane inflammation in the body. And when you've got chronic inflammation to that level, you're shortening your lifespan tremendously. You don't want that. You want to get that inflammation under control. Curcuma longa is what it's called, turmeric. That's the main thing in it. Listen to this. It's been used for 4,000 years to treat a variety of conditions. Studies show that turmeric may help fight infections and some cancers, reduce inflammation, and treat digestive problems. Many studies have taken place in test tubes and animals to prove the effectiveness of turmeric and curcumin. They're basically the same thing. Turmeric is the name of the plant, and the ingredient, the chemical reaction that happens in the body is from the curcumin, okay? And we have one that's called Relief. It's got both in it. I think you should use the whole plant. It has the turmeric in it, and it has the curcumin. But it's widely used in cooking in India because they eat curry. Its flavor, and of course it's a yellow color. It's also used in mustard and to color butter and cheese. Did you know that? Now, that's the right way to color butter or cheese, to give it that yellowish look that you like and you're used to visually, because otherwise it'll be maybe totally white. Turmeric has been used in both Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine as an anti-inflammatory, to treat digestive and liver problems, as well as skin diseases and wounds. Yes, you can use it when you are wounded. If you break something, sprain something. Had a lady the other day played pickleball, twisted her ankle. And we put her on the MSM plus C in high doses in turmeric and a relief. That's the name of our product with the best form of turmeric you can find on earth. And you got to know the quality of the turmeric you're using, because they can slight you on that stuff. But we use the one Relief, which you can count on by Nutritional Healthcare. It's our company. It is 100% pure, nothing added to it. It is the best. Curcumin, the main ingredient in it, is also a powerful antioxidant, okay? Antioxidants scavenge molecules in the body known as free radicals. Free radicals are oxygen molecules that are out of balance because of chemical poisoning and smoking and all kinds of things that's in the air today, which creates these free radicals, which acts like sandpaper to a cell in your body. Maybe it's a blood cell. Maybe it's a vein artery or capillary cell, or maybe it's your skin cells. That's why smokers get those wrinkles, those face wrinkles, worse than people that don't smoke. It's the free radicals, which damage cell membranes, okay? They can also tamper with DNA. Do you know they've shown that free radicals actually can damage the DNA in your body and even cause cell death? You get enough free radical damage, the cell will bleed out. It'll die. Antioxidants, such as curcumin, can fight free radicals and may reduce or even help prevent some of the damage they cause. That's why I love to take a lot of antioxidants like vitamin C in high quantity. In addition, curcumin lowers the levels of two enzymes in the body that cause inflammation. It also stops platelets from clumping together to form blood clots. If you could see your blood work under a microscope and you're over 50 years old, you're having red blood cells, the platelets start clumping together, okay? That's not good. You can't absorb as much oxygen into the bloodstream, so you want to break that up. How do you break it up? Relief. Take Relief. The turmeric, curcumin, boswellia, and all the other wonderful ingredients in it will slowly get rid of that inflammation and it will stop that clumping. Research suggests, listen to this, that now this is some really major research, suggests that turmeric may be helpful in the following conditions: indigestion and dysphagia. Okay, curcumin stimulates the gallbladder to produce bile, which some people think may help improve digestion. The German Commission E, which determines which herbs can be safely prescribed in Germany, has approved turmeric for digestive problems. And one double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that turmeric reduced symptoms of bloating and gas in people suffering from indigestion. So there's another reason why you want to consider Relief, not just for injuries, not just for pain, not just for muscle strain, not just for joint problems. Inflammatory conditions, great for diabetics. You got to realize diabetics are full of inflammation. Heart patients, a lot of inflammation, and cancer is full of inflammation. So it also helps with all of this stuff. It's also, let's talk about ulcerative colitis, talk about digestion. Turmeric may help people with ulcerative colitis stay in remission, many studies are showing. Ulcerative colitis is a chronic disease of the digestive tract, where symptoms tend to come and go. In one double-blind placebo-controlled study, people whose ulcerative colitis was in remission took either curcumin or placebo for 6 months. Those who took curcumin had a significantly lower relapse rate than those who took the placebo. And then you can think about osteoarthritis. I talked to you about that. Because of turmeric's ability to reduce inflammation, researchers have wondered if it may help relieve osteoarthritis pain. One study found that people using Ayurvedic formula of herbs and minerals with turmeric, like boswellia, which is also in ours, and zinc, which is also in ours, had less pain and disability. You see, we research our products before we formulate them to make sure you're getting the highest quality of any product on the market. And Relief is becoming really popular in our stores. Why is that? Because people swear by the results they get for reduced pain, no matter what that pain is. Remember, almost all pain is inflammatory pain. And we're talking about physiological pain now, not psychological pain, although too much stress can cause inflammation too. Let's talk about cancer and turmeric. There's been a great deal of research on turmeric's anti-carcinogenic or anti-cancer properties, but results are still a little preliminary. Evidence from test tube and animal studies suggests that curcumin may help prevent or treat several types of cancer, including prostate, breast, skin, and colon cancers. Turmeric's preventive effects may relate to its antioxidant properties. Remember, cancer is a lot of oxidation going on in the body, and you want to stop that as fast as you can. Get rid of the inflammation, stop as much of the free radical damage as you can. You're going a long way toward living to your genetic potential without disease. Bacterial and viral infections, test tube and animal studies suggest turmeric may kill bacteria and viruses. Another good reason to consider it. Let's go on now to the last one here, and that's neurodegenerative conditions. Let me say it this way. Turmeric's powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and circulatory effects may help prevent and treat neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions. Again, that's probably related to the fact that it is, it has the ability to decrease inflammation. Yes, the brain can get inflamed too. Certain chemicals and poisons and toxins can pass the blood-brain barrier, and when that happens, you want to fight back, and maybe Relief is what you're looking for. One of the ways you can tell for sure is come in and get your bottle and test it. Relief is the name of it. It is an exclusive product of Nutritional Healthcare. It is one of our patented products. It sells like cotton candy. Okay, not quite that good because it don't taste that good. But guess what? It's so good at helping reduce inflammation and pain that people are falling in love with it. Wonderful product with almost 100% no side effects of any kind. It does not interfere with other medications. It's just one of those things that God made and designed for us as humans to help us get through this flesh age that we're in, the flesh bodies. Curcumin is a natural compound, remember, with great potential for disease treatment. A large number of studies have proved that curcumin has a variety of biological activities, among which anti-inflammatory effect is a significant feature of it. Inflammation is a complex and pervasive physiological and pathological process. The physiological and pathological mechanisms of inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis, atherosclerosis, that's a hardening of the arteries, even COVID-19, the virus, and other research-focused diseases are coming clearer and clearer to be related to getting rid of the inflammation that these things cause. The anti-inflammatory effect of curcumin, it says, can effectively improve the symptoms of these diseases, and is expected to be a candidate drug for the treatment of related diseases. So you can't hardly get the pharmaceutical industry to research any natural thing, and the same is true with curcumin and turmeric. However, many more studies are coming out every year now about it, and you're going to see that it is a great product. Now, if you want to hit a home run to decrease pain, if you want to hit a home run to decrease inflammation, if you want to hit a home run when it comes to effectively giving you a higher quality of life, if you are athletic, if you work out a lot, or if you just gotten age on you and your body aches and hurts and a lot more. And by the way, you can take relief right before you go to bed. What a fabulous way to ease that pain through the night. So it's just so much you can do with it. But when you combine it, the healthy inflammation combo, I call it, our anti-inflammatory combo, the healthy anti-inflammatory combo is when you combine the MSM plus C with relief. It is okay to take both of them together. Either one of them don't interfere with any other medication. You can stay on it as long as you want. None of them cause any digestive issues or anything like that. They are just nearest things to natural miracles that you're ever going to find on the market today. So consider that. Consider that to help yourself live a better, more fulfilling, higher quality of life. I'm telling you, I can say that with full confidence because myself and thousands of other people I know now after all these years in this industry are recording their results, and even their medical doctors are showing the differences in their medical reports after they get on these supplements and stay on them for a while. It's all about the dosing, though. You can take the relief, for instance. If you've got chronic pain, it's keeping you awake, I suggest you start out with two with each meal, three times a day for 3 days, and see how much pain relief you get. Could be as much as 75% to 80% relief of pain. You can continue that as long as you want. However, when you get the relief you're looking for, some people find out they can maintain that then by taking three a day, one with each meal, three times a day. And three times a day seems to be the magic number when it comes to relief. So one with each meal three times a day, or two with each meal three times a day. And I have a rare few people that have broken bones or had car wrecks with serious back injuries and chronic pain take three of them three times a day. Don't seem to bother them to do that in any way except it gives them huge relief. And remember, when you're healing, you want to get that inflammation under control. And I don't believe there's any better product on the market in a natural form for this price that you can get anywhere. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. It's always a pleasure to bring you the good news of good health. Hang in there, folks. It's going to get better. I'm telling you it is. Be sure and listen to Freedom Fridays and listen to your Monday School. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health. And remember, this year, let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's Health Update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.